and welcome to International Report. In Senegal, young single people represent the high priority segment of the population, according to experts in family planning. Yet they're often excluded from awareness campaigns on sex education and sexual health, since sex outside marriage is taboo. Today, 23% of the population uses modern contraception. But the goal to have 45% of the population using it by 2020 seems set for failure. The government launched an outreach program to help people adopt a family planning strategy and specifically to reduce maternal deaths and space out pregnancies. To do so, designated neighborhood godmothers have been assigned to go door-to-door and discuss contraception methods with couples and families. Emmanuel Onde has this report from the capital, Dakar.
In Senegal, the government launched the promotion and access to contraception to reduce maternal mortality 10 years ago. But in 2016, contraception use was still at 23% nationwide. According to Rosalie Diop, a researcher in demography at the Sheikh Anta Diop University in Dakar, this planned parenthood policy doesn't target the right people, adolescents.
The major problem is that for these young people who are sexually active, and it's a pity, there are no studies of national scope, serious studies, to see what appropriate strategies there could be to provide solutions for these young people.
One solution that gives access to taboo information in an informal and comfortable setting is having someone come at home and talk to you about contraception in the comfort of your own home. But not just anyone, a Badian Gor. Badian Gor in Wolof translates to neighborhood aunt or godmother. They go door to door to raise awareness to try to eradicate maternal, neonatal and infant mortality. Ngunisar is in her late 40s. She's the head godmother in Dwakam. She usually goes on foot to see her neighbors carrying a small bag. Inside it, one finds contraception pills, implants, condoms and flashcards to explain how to use each one. The Badian Gor is a purely Senegalese concept not present in any other West African country, set up by former President Abdoulaye Wade in 2009 to help boost reproductive health, a role held by respected women in their community.
In Senegal, it's not every woman that can get up one day and go to a clinic and choose her contraception method. First, you need the approval of the husband, sometimes the mother-in-law. Even when it comes to what she wants for herself, a woman will tell you that her husband wants something else. This is when the Badian Gor steps in, to make him aware of what his wife wants and why it may be more suitable for her. Other times, the woman wants to use contraception, but her husband doesn't. And then we organize meetings just for men to raise awareness. The Badian Gor is a mediator.
There are more than 6,000 neighborhood godmothers in Senegal and 25,000 community health workers who support the work of the Badian. Most of the time, they're well received by families.
Sometimes there is reluctance, but people don't insult us. They don't send us back. They listen to us. It might end up that they decide that they don't want to use contraception, and we can't force them. But we come back sometimes and talk to the sister or the mother, whomever it takes, so that the husband agrees. And most of the time, we do reach our goal.
The goal is to bring down maternal and infant mortality, and that might mean having less children and spacing out pregnancies. At the health centre in Wakam, a bustling Dakar neighbourhood, a dozen female patients are taking part in the daily health Q&A. Today's topic is contraception. The clinic's gynaecologist and midwife lay out the options when it comes to family planning. Sitting in the waiting area on benches pulled close together, the women listen attentively. Some are breastfeeding, others ask questions, though some are too shy to do either.
I think it's a good thing to space out your pregnancies. It's good, it gives you time to organize your life, because when you have children, every time it shakes up your life a little.
Césarine is 28, she has two kids, and she has an appointment to remove her contraceptive implant. The implant is a small flexible plastic rod that's placed under the skin in the upper arm by a doctor or nurse. It releases the hormone progestogen into the bloodstream to prevent pregnancy and lasts for 3 years. No ovulation, so no periods, so no pregnancies.
I just removed it, but I'm going to use another method now. I'm going to take the pill, the tablets, because I've put on too much weight. If I use the implant again, I'm going to put on weight again, and I don't want that.
Talking about contraception, genitalia, or any other reference to sex remains taboo in Senegal. Contraceptive methods are more often offered to married women. For many girls like Césarine, the first visit to the gynecologist usually happens after marriage and most often in the case of a pregnancy.
When I got pregnant with my first daughter, I was just 17 years old. I got pregnant and that's when I saw the gynecologist.
Fatou, a 22-year-old married woman, has a six-month-old daughter. She says when girls get their first period, they're often not given the right information.
Yes, you know, when we women see our period start, you're told if you touch a boy, you'll get pregnant. So you're scared.
There's little information shared with teenagers about contraception, pap smears, ovarian cancer, or general sexual health. Now, Fatou and her husband have decided to plan the births of their future children.
We discussed it, but we haven't done it yet in order to space out the births, protect my children, and to be able to educate them.
The combination of the government push for access and education on contraception, coupled with the traditional Badian Gogh, has made a difference. In 2017, the National Agency for Statistics and Demography estimated that for the first time in Senegal's history, the fertility rate had dropped below 5 children per woman. Access to contraception remains particularly low in the sub-region, but thanks to the example seen in Senegal, the trend can still be reversed. Emmanuel Landais for RFI in Dakar.